Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a strategic pivot, Google is eyeing the launch of a subscription-based AI-powered search engine. This move is aimed at countering the burgeoning influence of AI chatbots, such as ChatGPT, on the way we find information online. Google's consideration of a paid search tier comes as AI chatbots are increasingly being used to answer search queries, posing a competitive threat to traditional search engines. The premium search service would offer enhanced AI features for a monthly fee, while also preserving the widely used free search experience. This potential service would be an extension of the Google One subscription, which already costs $20 per month and includes a variety of AI-powered tools. The introduction of a paid search option would signify a significant shift from Google's long-standing ad-supported business model. Despite this potential change, Google plans to keep its traditional search experience accessible at no cost. Currently, users can experience Google's AI capabilities through the Search Generative Experience, SGE, available in Chrome. This strategic move underscores Google's acknowledgement of the competitive landscape shaped by AI innovations and represents an adaptation to maintain its dominance in the search engine market. In the midst of modern warfare, the intersection of artificial intelligence and military operations has ignited a fierce debate. The Israeli military is at the center of this controversy, with its AI system, Lavender, drawing international attention and criticism. Lavender, contrary to reports, is not a tool for targeting terrorists, according to the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF. The IDF emphasizes that Lavender serves as an intelligence database for cross-referencing information and insists on conducting thorough individual assessments for each target to minimize civilian casualties. Despite these assurances, a left-wing Israeli news site has claimed that the IDF's tolerance for civilian casualties could be as high as 100 for every Hamas operative targeted, sparking a wave of criticism. This has placed Israel under the microscope, facing global scrutiny for the significant civilian death toll in its ongoing conflict with Hamas. Leaders around the world, including Rishi Sunak, have expressed their concern over the loss of civilian lives in Gaza, highlighting the broader ethical and humanitarian issues at play. The use of AI in military operations, particularly in the context of Israel's military practices, raises profound ethical and humanitarian questions. The debate centers on the balance between leveraging technology for security and ensuring the protection of civilian lives. As the world grapples with these challenges, the conversation about AI-driven warfare and its implications continues to evolve, underscoring the need for careful consideration of both the strategic advantages and the potential human costs. In a striking move that caught the eyes of investors and tech enthusiasts alike, shares of Meta Platforms soared to a new zenith, setting the stage for a deeper look into the company's formidable stance in the digital advertising arena. This surge to a record $530 per share comes on the heels of an optimistic analysis by Jefferies, which now pegs the price target at an ambitious $585. The underpinnings of this bullish outlook are deeply rooted in Meta's aggressive push into AI and a hefty $27 billion capital investment for 2023, elements that have propelled the stock upwards by over 50% since the onset of 2024. Jefferies' projections suggest Meta is on track to snatch up half of the incremental ad dollars in the industry come 2024, anticipating a revenue growth of 20%. This forecast is buoyed by a recent earnings report showcasing a 24% jump in advertising revenue, credited largely to the success of ads on Reels and an uptick in ad pricing. As of now, Meta's stock performance is nothing short of stellar, boasting a 48.61% increase year-to-date and an impressive 143.42% rise from the same period last year, edging closer to setting a new 52-week record. Looking ahead, Meta is poised to unveil its first quarter financials on April 24th, with analysts eyeing earnings of $4.28 per share, alongside quarterly revenues pegged at $36.051 billion. However, a shadow is cast by recent insider selling from Chief Legal Officer Jennifer Newstead, raising eyebrows over potential concerns regarding the company's future trajectory. Despite this, Meta's five-year growth rate stands at 23.73%, with a beta of 1.0 signaling its high volatility when juxtaposed with the broader market. As the stock currently enjoys a 1.96% uptick at $516.66, all eyes are on Meta as it navigates through these dynamic and promising times. In a bold move to revolutionize how organizations use artificial intelligence, OpenAI, in partnership with Microsoft, has significantly expanded its Custom Models program. This expansion is aimed at providing organizations with advanced tools to tailor AI models to fit their specific needs, marking a significant leap in the customization of artificial intelligence technologies. The program now includes assisted fine-tuning, custom-trained models, and an enhanced self-serve fine-tuning API designed for developers working with GPT 3.5. These new features are set to empower developers to fine-tune AI models more efficiently and effectively than ever before. Additionally, the introduction of new customization options for the GPT-4 API is particularly targeted at enterprise customers, focusing on achieving unparalleled accuracy and model performance. For GPT-4, the enhancements are substantial, including the ability to integrate with third-party platforms for more seamless fine-tuning, the capability for incremental model training, which allows for saving fine-tuned models without the need to retrain from scratch, and a newly designed user interface that facilitates easier comparison of model performance and quality. These updates are designed to streamline the development process and enhance the efficacy of AI models in business applications. Brad Lightcap, OpenAI's COO, has made a bold declaration, naming 2024 as the year of the enterprise. This statement underscores the anticipation that companies will increasingly adopt foundational AI models for a wide range of applications, signaling a significant shift towards AI-driven operations in the business world. OpenAI is encouraging organizations to explore these new capabilities by referring to their fine-tuning API documentation, opening doors to unprecedented customization and efficiency in the use of AI technologies. As the frontier of technology pushes forward, the quest for artificial general intelligence, or AGI, has taken center stage, with industry giants like OpenAI, Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft at the forefront. This ambitious goal seeks to usher in a new era of machines that mirror human cognitive capabilities, a vision both compelling and fraught with challenges. Major technology companies are not just participants in this race, they are leading the charge towards developing AGI. This pursuit represents more than just an advancement in technology. It's an endeavor to create machines that can understand, learn, and perform tasks across a wide spectrum, much like a human being. The allure of achieving AGI is strong, driving these companies to invest heavily and compete fiercely for the brightest minds in AI. However, this race is not without its critics. There's a growing chorus of concern among experts about the potential existential risks that unchecked AI agents could pose. The conversation around AGI is not just about technological breakthroughs, but also about ensuring these powerful agents come with safeguards to protect humanity. Amid this competitive landscape, tech giants are leveraging their AGI initiatives as a magnet for AI talent. The promise of working on cutting-edge AGI projects is a potent lure for researchers and developers, making it a strategic focus for companies aiming to stay ahead in the field. Yet, as the pursuit of AGI accelerates, it becomes apparent that the industry lacks standardized metrics for gauging progress towards this lofty goal. This has spurred independent researchers to embark on efforts to establish benchmarks that could help the community measure how close, or far, we are from achieving AGI. The buzz around AGI has indeed turned it into a corporate catchphrase, underscoring the need for a more measured and regulated approach to its development. As we stand on the brink of potentially creating machines as smart as humans, the call for careful consideration and responsible innovation has never been more critical. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.